Thaksin chose Who's the Boss? Former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra confirmed the belief that he is the real boss in charge of the new government when he lectured cabinet ministers on how to run the country via Skype. Cabinet members from the Puratai Party on Wednesday were called to a meeting at the Puratai Party's headquarters for a Skype date with Thaksin, who remains a fugitive overseas. A Puratai source said Thaksin had found that messages he had tried to convey to the ministers through Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra, his younger sister, were not getting across. Therefore, he had to call a cabinet meeting via Skype to make sure he could communicate more directly and more effectively with the ministers. Given that she's a political novice, Ms. Yingluck might not be brave enough to prod her ministers into action, particularly those who are seasoned politicians, the source said. The communication failure could hurt the government's performance, so Thaksin decided to step in and point out and correct mistakes in the way the government runs the country, the source said, adding that such meetings attended by Puratai ministers and chaired by Thaksin will be held every Monday. The source said Thaksin was concerned that the Puratai-led government is plagued by many problems, and its popularity could be at risk. It appears that Puratai's failure to honor many of its election campaign pledges has started to backfire. The source said the ministers squirmed uncomfortably in their chairs as Thaksin acted like a teacher, lecturing some of them who failed to measure up at the tension-filled meeting, which lasted for more than 2 hours. Thaksin focused particularly on Defense Minister Yuttasak Sasiprapaa, as he was in the midst of a case alleging that more than 200,000 bullets had been used during the dispersal of red shirt protesters last year. Thaksin told the defense minister not to sign any documents confirming the use of the ammunition, as an investigation was ongoing. Thaksin also stressed the need for Labor Minister Padum Chai Sonsap to try as hard as he can to push for the 300 baht minimum daily wage and the starting 15,000 baht salary for university graduates. He pressed the minister for the details on policies and wanted to know when they will be implemented. The former prime minister was also unhappy that the government's rice mortgage scheme had yet to meet the target, the source said. Thaksin then explained at great length to Deputy Commerce Minister Phum Saraporn, who has little experience on the matter, on how the minister should approach the policy. However, some Puratai MPs, particularly those who are now pursuing reconciliation efforts, were dismayed by Thaksin's Skype video call, the source said. They felt that Thaksin's move was unnecessary because it could sow further distrust among military brass, which could have adverse repercussions on the Puratai government, the source said. Prime Minister Yingluck yesterday rejected outright suggestions that her elder brother was attempting to meddle in or dominate the government's work. She insisted that it was not a cabinet meeting, and Thaksin had contacted the ministers via Skype only to provide moral support for the government's work.